Good morning. We are glad that you're here with us at First Baptist Church of Palos Verdes. If you're watching this, if you're streaming this right now and watching it online, we are glad that you're here with us. Unlike the last few weeks, we are indoors, and we'll talk a little bit more about that as we go along. So we are glad that you're here, and we are going to show you what our normal church service is like. So we invite you to see what we do this morning, and that you will, when the time comes and we're allowed to come and meet back in person, that you will come and join us. We begin each service with going to the Word of the Lord, and we begin with a call to worship verse. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. This is 1 Corinthians 15:52. So as we are here to worship the Lord, we are going to raise our voices, and we're going to have Kelly come up right now and lead us in "Are You Washed in the Blood?" Kelly?
You've been to Jesus for the cleansing power. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Aside the garments that are stained with sin, and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Amen, amen.
All right, and as we do raise our voices and worship the Lord this morning, we want to remember that we softly and tenderly hear Jesus calling to us. So let's sing together softly and tenderly, "Jesus is Calling."
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals, He's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home. He is calling, calling, oh sinner, come home. Oh, for the wonderful love He has promised, promised for you and for me. Though sin, He has mercy and pardon, pardon for you and for me. Come home, come home. Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come home, come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling, oh sinner, come home.
Amen, amen. This time I have Victor come up and do our announcements.
Good morning and welcome. We are today just recording our service as the weather is too cold and wet this week. We plan to be back outdoors next week as the weather seems to improve by next week. Beacon Light Mission is coming up on Wednesday, the 18th of November. We are going down to the mission and we are delivering the word of God. They are social distancing and we will take our own precautions. So if anyone feels that they would like to come and join us, please let us know if they need a ride and we will coordinate one. Now more than ever, we need to stick with our high fives this week. Pick five people, pick up the directory, give them a call, and just see how they're doing this week since we're not able to see if they showed up to church or not. So just say, missed you because we didn't have an outdoor service, but how's everything going? And remember, praises and prayers are how we're going to remain a fellowship during this difficult time. So when we get the praises and prayers, we pray every single one of them and we rejoice for the praises. Remember, Operation Christmas Child Boxes, we have already received over 30 boxes. Amen to that. Remember, we distributed 100. So the time is approaching to get them in. So let's get them in before Thanksgiving. Thank you and have a good week.
All right, all right. Now, Victor mentioned a couple things. We're